Google Earth.
Inside his brightly lit but cluttered office, Nolan Duskin pulls up a Google map of the Front Range with hundreds of colored data points.
Ready, set, go. Are we going?
Duskin has spent weeks gathering precipitation totals from an extensive network of automated and manual rain gauges to create the map we're looking at.
Now we're going.
Inside places like the 4 Mile Canyon burn zone, Duskin said it was a happy accident that researchers had installed instruments and stream gauges. And dozens of volunteers across the Front Range also played a role thanks to equipment from a community collaborative network.
Those kind of green and black squares.
The green and blacks are all the ones that got more than 10 inches.
Wow.
And
Boulder's just and a Boulder, sea of that.
Boulder was really the epicenter for this event.
One key question is how the storm could have been better predicted. At the National Weather Service in Boulder, forecasters like Chad Gimmestead knew large amounts of rain were coming, but pinpointing exact locations was challenging.
You know, it was a pattern where we could get heavy rains and flash flooding, and we had no problem identifying that. But translating that into the details of when and where and how much, you know, we didn't really know until a few hours in advance when the thunderstorms were starting to develop.
2 months after the flooding, scientists are evaluating computer forecast models against what happened to see why some of their models failed. Another challenge for Gimmestead and his team was predicting how high the floodwaters would be downstream.
Once it gets out of the riverbanks, that gets a lot harder because you don't really know how much water is moving past a particular point. And in fact, it may not even be in the stream channel that you had. A lot of places the stream channel changed, and that relationship was totally different after the flood than it was at the beginning of the flood.
The U.S. Geological Survey is also crunching data that could be used to regulate development and design of future infrastructure in floodplains.
There's a lot of interest in what these numbers were.
Bob Kimbrough is with the USGS Colorado Water Science Center. He says the data will be released in the next few weeks. A project that will take longer is replacing about 24 stream gauges that were damaged in the flooding.
USGS is going to a relatively newer design using sensors that are mounted above the water, and they're called non-contact radar sensors. And these types of sensors are out of the water and then not subject to being damaged by high flows.
Back at state climatologist Nolan Duskin's office, he says there are a lot of stories that will be told using the September flood data. Some are straightforward. Others will be harder to answer.
The question that I can't get through a presentation without having somebody bring it up, and that is, what's the contribution to climate change? And you certainly can't say that it didn't contribute.
So what exactly does this mean for the future? This is perhaps one of the hardest questions, something that may take years to answer. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.